Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
Is there any wonder?
What's up, everybody? We bug it out here. We have problems with the system, but we're still rocking and rolling. I am Big Daddy, and this is Big Daddy Hard Talk Volume 42, and I am with Valicia, my bestie, Brown.
Hey, guys.
How's everybody doing out there? I hope everybody's well. Hope you had a great weekend, or at least enjoyed this great weather we had. And today felt like a beautiful, like, spring day, or, you know, a beautiful fall day. It's really nice out today.
I didn't like it.
Why not?
Because I like the fall and the crisp air and the sweater weather.
And the day felt like, a straight up, like, you know, I had turned the air conditioner off a little bit because I started getting a little stuffy. So, hope you enjoyed your day. We're going to talk over a couple of things. The election is 21 days from now. 21 days until we elect a new president. And I know how you feel, bestie. I don't know who anybody else is listening. I don't know how y'all feel, but I'm scared.
Yeah.
I am scared that this election is going to go the totally opposite way. I know it's just me being me, but this race is so close, and no matter what they find on him, he seems to, like, snake his way out of it. And
right.
People still believe in him. And it's, like, crazy to me. Now, everybody know the latest thing we talked about it last week when he said he wanted to grab the woman in the coochie. And, and those other allegations that came out against him after that, too. I don't know if you saw the video, but Maria, WWE, former WWE, former ROH, current TNA star Maria, was on The Apprentice. I forget what season she was on, but she was on The Apprentice at one time. And she came out and talked about, very intelligent. She spoke very intelligent on this newscast, too. I knew she was smart. Like, I heard she was smart, but she, you could tell, like, she really has a brain on her.
Mm-hmm.
About how Trump did her and how sexist he was towards her. And it's other women that's coming out and speaking about how sexist this guy is. And it's people that still, I know you saw the picture of the one woman that had the Trump shirt on and said, he could touch me and mine. I'm still thinking, he has no respect for you, and that people still believe in him. And I just don't get it. I'm not saying that Hillary Clinton is a saint, but really, she knows foreign policy. She's been in the White House before. Even when, I'm not even talking about the time she spent in there with her husband. I'm talking about the different jobs that she has had. She's worked in government before.
Yeah.
This man has never worked in government. How do you go from being nothing to president?
Yeah.
Help me with that. Even way back when Ronald Reagan won. Ronald Reagan was a governor before he was a president. So he had some experience. He just wasn't an actor and said, okay, I want to be president. He did politics before, and we just had Faye just join us. How you doing, Faye?
Hey, what's going on, everyone?
All right, Faye.
Now I had to rush home. I'm like, oh, my God, it's almost 6 o'clock. Then it's past 6.
No problem. We were just talking about the usual. We said it was 21 days into this election, and I was sharing with everybody how nervous I am about this election. I'm, like, literally scared that this election is going to go the other way.
And really? You feel that way?
The way, no matter how much we catch him, people catch him in the stuff, it seems like he still has a gang of supporters. And it's just, it's scary to me. Like, no matter what you catch him in, no matter what lie, no matter if they caught him with his not paying taxes, he's grabbing women in the coochie, this, that, and the fourth, and people are still believing in this man. And I just think when it comes, even I was on my way to the movies last week, and I live in Delaware County, and somebody had a big behind sign that said a Trump sign, Trump Pence sign, big as day. And I feel like, really? In this area? My uncle, I went to his house yesterday. One of his neighbors, a couple of his neighbors had Trump signs out. And I'm like, yo, really? So it just,
well, they're the ones that's making themselves look like idiots. But I think the simple fact that, yeah, he does have people that's behind him. But at the end of the day, when your own party is starting to back away from you, it's kind of like, it still may be a close call with some states. But overall, I don't think Trump is going to get elected. I'm not worried.
I don't know. I'm really nervous too. But I always say that the purpose behind my voting is not just for myself, but for like people after me. So you said it right. You said Trump doesn't care about, you know, the women. He doesn't care about, like, you know, your daughters and your little sisters. So why vote for him? And somebody brought up a great point today on the radio. They said, you know, and I'm not 100% sure what happened with Bill Cosby and all that, but they said, why were you so quick to believe everybody that came out against Bill Cosby, but you're very much in denial about what happened with the women and Donald Trump? I'm just putting it out there, but that seems like some type of privilege to me.
And we all know what it is.
The privilege I'm talking about.
And we all know what it is. Call a duck a duck. And walk like a duck and quack like a duck is a damn duck. It is, you know what it is.
Yeah.
Please. I ain't even going to say it. But, again, and I'm going to keep preaching this up until that day. I'm going to continue to say this on the radio show. I don't care if I sound redundant. I don't care if people are tired of hearing me say it. I don't care. It is so important to get up off your lazy asses and go vote that day. It is extremely important. I know family members of mine that are saying, well, I don't really want to vote this election. If I'm going to have to, and I just forget, I'm about to say something else. If I got to pimp smack you to get you up and out the house to go vote, then damn it, I'm going to do it. It's your it's your right. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to. This, like, this, of course, when you vote for Senate, that's important. That's very important. That's extremely important, just as important as it is for this election. But with that, we still have to get out and vote this one. We have to make our voices heard. And I like the commercial that BET put out the other day. I was watching. It was talking about the hip-hop movement and a hip-hop movement vote and this, that, and the fourth. And I hope these kids are watching it and actually going to do it. Even though DJ Khaled, I don't know where the hell he came from, in every hip-hop thing. I'm like, God damn, where this guy come from? He all over the damn place. See him when you see Puffy nowadays. What'd you say?
He got the keys.
Yeah, he got them.
Major key movement. He got the keys.
I even seen him doing damn soy milk commercials, and I'm like, where did this guy come from?
Yep.
He's all over the damn place.
Hey, when you're hitting, you got to, while the fire is hot, you got to hit.
Yeah, true that. Another thing I wanted to get on, and this is leading into the whole wrestling conversation that we always have, but there's a picture that went up, and I heard it was Felicia brought to my attention. There also was a video that went up. I didn't see the video, but I saw the picture that Paige proposed to Del Rio. And they're getting married. And Paige is 23, am I correct?
24, 23?
24,
I believe.
24, and Del Rio is 38, 39?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, the age thing don't matter. They're both adults. So I just wanted to throw that out there. But he proposed, she proposed to him in a ring, and, you know, he said yes. And Felicia was telling me that her pop is against it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you could elaborate a little bit more on Felicia. Like, I'm just, you know, you could fill in the blanks for me. What exactly did he say?
I will pull up the tweet right now.
but yeah, it's, you know, I'm just curious to how this is going to go down, you know, and is she really trying to get fired at the, you know, she's only 24 and already got caught twice with the wellness thing. And you work so hard to get to this point in wrestling to just give it up. I know you could always come back and Vince always leaves the door open, but, you know, like, to me, that was my, you know, a dream that never came true to me. And, you know, Faye, I hope that dream happens for you and for my son or whatever, to all be able to, you know, work, you know, for the WWE and travel and all that. But when you get to that certain point, even though she wasn't getting, she felt as though she wasn't getting used right, maybe she was, you know, injuries, this, that, and the fourth, but when do you throw in the towel and just say, screw it? That's one question I have. And two, I want to talk about the father and his decision, and, you know, and his opinion on the whole thing. But go ahead, Felicia, you can pull up the tweet.
Her father's name is Ricky Knight, and he put out on his Facebook, it looks like about maybe 8 or 10 hours ago, putting this out there, then saying no more about it to anyone. I am totally against my daughter marrying that man. Statement over. So that is her father. Paige is no walk in the park. She's, you know, she's no saint. So, you know, it's all on her too, as, you know, even with Del Rio. But I'm also seeing reports that Alberto Del Rio's wife, her lawyer, responds to his engagement and saying that Alberto Del Rio is actually still married.
Yes, he is.
So this whole thing is just very messy. It's not good for business. So I think WWE, for once, I'm on their side, and I think that they should just release Paige.
I didn't even know that last part until you just said it.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, I knew that.
This is like one big Maury Jerry Springer. It's disgusting.
Wow.
And I've been saying this for the past how many weeks now? 2 weeks? 3 weeks? Whatever. He must have some good things.
Yeah.
She is crazy over him.
You get the right dude to put it on you right. Here's what it is.
And that Latino magic. You put that Spanish fly in her.
The Latino heat. But, coming from, see, I didn't know that other part of it, that he was still married. Now I can really understand where the father's coming from. Like, look, clean up your backyard first before you get into this thing with my daughter. But also, like you said, Felicia, she ain't no saint, and she should know better to even go that route. If you know this man is still married, why are you proposing to him? Like, wait until after the, you know, that part is done, and then whatever you're doing in private is what you do in private, is what it is. But to make that public is a smack in the face to his family, and as well as her family. Now, behind closed doors, if you're leaving your wife, fine. You're leaving your wife. This is the person you're moving on to. I have no problem with that. I really don't have any problem with that. But to put it out in the front is kind of like a big smack in the face. So, I don't know your opinion on it, but that's mine. Like, she could have.
Hey, I said
waited.
What I had to say. He must got some good, you know what? Laying down the pipe. Like, she ain't never had it like that.
But that does bring up the point, though. Oh, well, sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
It raised, you know, kind of a debate in my wrestling group on Facebook. You know, do you think that proposals should be genderized? Like, can a woman propose to a man? Or I'm old school. I like the whole idea of courting a woman and, you know, chasing her. But I see no reason why a woman can't propose to a man, but I don't prefer it.
All right. I'm gonna tell a little bit of a story.
And oh my God. My opinion. I didn't ask for a story.
Uh-oh.
No. I was in my daughter's church about a month and a half ago, maybe 2 months ago. And her uncle was going with this girl, and they got into a real bad argument. It was almost like towards a breakup. So she apologized to him in front of the entire congregation and was about to ask him to marry her until they talked her out of it. And the good thing about it was, if she did, he was flat out going to tell her no. And I was just like, damn. So, and I thought it took big balls to her to even apologize to him in front of the whole congregation. But then for her to, like, to go through that, I was like, wow. Like, you know, women don't normally do that. If she was actually opposed to this man, you know, that would have been huge balls. I mean, he would have turned it down. That would have been a smack in the face to her in front of the whole church. And I was just like, ooh. Because, like, if a guy, and I'm with Felicia, I think it should be, maybe it's a little too old school or whatever, but I'm like, the man should propose to the woman at the time it's been done, and I think that's how it should go. But if she was to do that, and I think that's really, like, going above and beyond, and then just for her to say no, or for, maybe for him to say no, that would have been, like, a real heartbreak. Like, I'm glad that she didn't. Like, she's a little bit of pain in the behind, but I wouldn't want to see her go through that. So, I don't know how you feel about it, Faye.
It's not something I would do personally. I ain't proposing to honey. He knew what to do. But if the woman feels that she needs to get the ball rolling, then by all means, because we all ask for women empowerment, am I right? But at the end of the day, don't get your feelings hurt when the guy still ain't ready.
Because, and now we got a caller who's about to call in, but I'm going to say it before I put the caller through. If a man is going to marry you, and he has it set in his mind what he's going to do,
mm-hmm.
and if a certain amount of time has went past and it still hasn't happened, it's not going to happen. I can't put a judge of time on it. I'm just saying, like, if you guys been dating and y'all, that's your boyfriend, girlfriend for years or whatever you want to put on it, and he hasn't proposed to you or popped that question, it ain't going down. So you, as a woman, I think you should have a conversation like, look here, sucker. Either you going to do it or not. If he ain't going to do it, move on.
Mm-hmm.
If he's going to do it, you know, then he'll do it. Like, the majority of men, they you know, some men are going to ride it out as long as he can until, you know, his back up against the wall. And he's like, I better go ahead and propose to this woman because I don't want to be, you know, pull that R. Kelly jaw, looking in the mirror saying damn to myself. But if he don't do it by a certain time, it ain't going to happen. So let me put this caller through.
What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing?
How you doing?
Hi.
Hey.
How's everybody doing today?
Can't complain.
Good. Hey, I understand how y'all feel about the proposal thing, you know. For me, you know, if a lady asked me, then I don't know, I would feel a little uneasy about it. But if you truly love her, then go for it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, teaches on everyone. You know what I mean? I don't want to turn a woman down if she asked me that, because hell has no fury, right? So,
ooh. Shoot.
So,
she'll ain't a bob at your ass.
Exactly. But, nah, you know, like I said, I'm happy for her, man. Like, everybody's different, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's whatever. Maybe she couldn't wait. That's probably why she did it. So, you know. I don't know. I don't think there's not much of an age difference between them two, is it?
He's, I think we say he's 38, 39, and she's like 23, 24. So it is an age gap, but it's not like they're both adults. They ain't like she's an old creeper with a young girl.
Right.
Like they're, you know.
Not like Anna Nicole Smith.
He
not
ain't,
like Anna Nicole
he ain't
Smith.
50.
But, I mean, anything. Any good news would do better. I mean, hell, I mean, Big Daddy, you can relate. Ben Simmons broke his foot. Lane Johnson got caught cheating. I mean, I needed some good news, so it was nice to hear that for once. And the big, of course, Goldberg tonight. So I need some excitement. You know what I mean? But
and I was about to touch
even
a funny.
I'm excited for Goldberg. Quit bringing back. I'm just shutting my mouth.
You know what?
Sorry.
See, I disagree. I disagree, and George, I'm glad you brought that up. Oh, shoot. I'm sitting there watching the news, and we talking about proposal, this, that, and the fourth. This dude just proposed his girlfriend in the middle of a football game. Like, he's a player and just proposed his girlfriend in the middle of a football game. That's crazy.
The college one?
Yeah, college. The game wasn't, he still had his pads on and everything. Like, that was just crazy.
Yeah, so.
But anyway, I am excited to see Goldberg tonight because at least that'll boost some Raw ratings. And plus, I heard that Brock Lesnar is supposed to be there too. And both like, okay, Brock is Brock. It is what it is. Go ahead. What'd you say?
I was never a Goldberg fan to begin with. Mm. I think that's what it is. Like the WCW days when he had the streak going, it was like 120-0 or whatever. I was never a Goldberg fan. I don't know. He was the original five move person. Everybody talks about John Cena only having five moves. Goldberg only had five moves.
Yeah.
You know what,
though,
with Goldberg and the reason why he had gotten so popular to me, it was because that was a WCW homegrown talent. And they brought him through the power plant. They gave, and I heard that the music they gave him was just a generic track that they had because they didn't really expect his popularity to grow the way it did. But he had a certain charisma about him that people wanted to see, and he just got bigger and bigger. And as the streak went on, the streak was huge, and every week you would tune in just to see who he was going to squash next. Who's next? Who's next? Until finally he won, he won the U.S. strap, went on to win the World Championship, and then lose it dumbly to Kevin Nash. But it was a huge buildup for this guy that day. It wasn't like a former WWE guy that they brought in the WCW that, built and went on. This was something that they grew in their own backyard that just got huge. And that was kind of sort of my attraction to Goldberg. He was really, if you watch his matches were crappy. But it was just to watch him squash people every week I thought was good because the crowd was into it.
Yeah, but speaking of
go ahead.
I apologize. Speaking of being bad, do you think like him and Brock could actually do better than what they did last time? What was that, 12 years ago? I don't, he have a better match?
I think now because both of them would actually give a shit. Yeah, it could be better because at that match at WrestleMania 20, neither one of them gave a shit because it was both their last match. So they both were leaving. Brock was Brock was burned out. He wanted to go home. Goldberg was the last match on his contract. They threw Steve Austin in there just to throw him in there. And that's why it was so crappy. But now, since they both would be under contract, they're trying to build the hype for that video game, which I can't wait to get. But
I have
another time.
It's great.
Don't tell me nothing.
I'm not.
But. But yeah, it's a huge build up for that. And then if you look at the big four pay-per-views, you look at WrestleMania, you look at the Royal Rumble, you look at Survivor Series and SummerSlam, three of them pretty much get a lot of, pull behind it. Survivor Series really hasn't been getting that much Survivor Series has really went down over the years. So if they put this match on and they put it together for Survivor Series, I think it's going to really boost the Survivor Series buy rate. So I think it's going to happen at a good time for a good reason.
Yeah, it's going to be a star-studded lineup. I miss the old school Survivor Series elimination stuff. I was really big when I was a kid growing up. I used to love watching that, man, and just to see who's left and all that stuff. I'm glad they bring it back. Now it's Raw versus SmackDown. To me, it makes it even better. You know what I mean? So
I remember when Survivor Series was legit on. I use Felicia's word legit. Was legit on Thanksgiving night.
Yeah.
And they would have a Thanksgiving night where they had Survivor Series and a different, you know, the tag team one, and you had the Hulkamaniacs versus the this and that. They had the corny names for them, and it was cool. Now, over the years, it just kind of went. Go ahead.
Have you guys read that the winning side of Survivor Series gets to swap out three picks from their brand for another brand?
No. Wow.
No, I did not.
Yeah, that is a stipulation that I've read.
You always go top things. I like that.
That changes a lot of things, but it also is kind of a showing that they know that they didn't stack the brands, you know, fairly well. They should have thought about it before, but I don't know. There's many ways they could have did it.
Hey, I can't wait for James Ellsworth to be world champ this week, so everything comes with that number.
No, please.
Hey, look, one more thing before I go, everybody. I don't know about you guys, but I'm excited about female Hell in a Cell. That's one of most things I'm really excited about. I just want to know what y'all feel about it before I go, your feelings about it.
I'm loving it. I hope they let them tear the friggin' building down. I truly do. Both of them two together have had good matches. Now, you're putting them in a cell. I want to see a chick jump off the top of a cell. I want to see one of them jump off the top of that, John. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's a good idea, and it should have been done a long time ago. So now it's really going to happen. I want to see them beat the piss out of each other in that cage. I think it's a good idea.
It wouldn't have happened a long time ago because they didn't have the female capability for somebody to do that.
You could have put Trish and Lita in a cage, and I think they would have pulled it
off. Yeah, but I'm not even thinking about them. I'm thinking about the shit that was in between that.
Yeah, well,
like
yeah, you weren't going to get no model.
The Candice Michelle's and who else was there? Layla's and shit, them.
Like Mickey James or something like that.
No, Mickey James was.
Mickey James could actually work, and she would actually pull it off.
And you're going to see that at NXT TakeOver. Yeah, right?
Earn Asuka. Asuka's going to kill her. But anyway, it's nice talking to you guys, all right?
So, all right, buddy. Thanks for calling in.
All right, y'all have a great night, all three of y'all.
Wrestling is beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. It's the only sport where so many people can disagree, but all be in, like, one big, you know, unison of support.
But, he kind of jumped in where I was going to jump in at. As far as tonight, Raw, Goldberg, Lesnar, shit happened. You know, anything to boost Raw's ratings, they're going to try to do.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that because Raw's ratings have been in the crapper. And SmackDown is really kicking his ass. And the funny thing about it is they're both on the same network. So how do you screw up one show and make the other show better? Like, the whole stipulation thing, just like you said, Felicia, is going to really balance it out a little better. Because everybody has to see up there, like, okay, we put too much on SmackDown and not enough on Raw. And they need to cut Raw back an hour anyway. I keep saying it. It is what it is. But let us take our first commercial and then come back with the movie review and some relationship stuff. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 42. Come on.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car. Rent a movie. For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
And we're back, Big Daddy's Hard Talk Volume 42, with Felicia Brown and Faye Jackson. Beautiful ladies. We have couple of movie reviews here. I'm going to go through real quick. Felicia, I think you wanted to go first with, you saw Snowden and you wanted to review that.
I did. For those who don't know, Snowden is a fairly recent, well, it depicts a fairly recent event that happened between, I want to say, 2004 and 2013. It's about an American gentleman who got hired by the CIA and, you know, got his way through the government. And he found, you know, that the government was pretty much tapping into Americans' like personal, like Facebook and their internet things and their cell phones and computers. And he decided to take it upon himself to disclose his information, you know, to the public via a journalist on television. And, you know, he's been kind of exiled in Russia ever since then. So there's a movie called Snowden about that event. What's his name? Joseph Gordon-Levitt plays Snowden.
And I think it was a great movie. Some people may think it was a little slow or dry, but if you like, you know, things that make you think and kind of like documentary, but, you know, real life event movies, you'll really like Snowden. Shailene Woodley plays his girlfriend. She did an excellent job. She's the main character from the Divergent movies and from The Fault in Our Stars, and she always does a really good job, and she did a good job in this movie too. So I actually will give it 3.5 big daddy booties. I think it's like limited, very limited in theaters now if it's even playing, but when it comes out, definitely catch it.
Okay. And I saw Deepwater Horizon. I saw that last week. And it was about the BP oil spill that went on a couple of years ago. And and I think that fire burned for like 83 days.
Yeah,
82 days, something like
84.
That. Yeah, it burned for a while. And Mark Wahlberg was one of the stars, John Malkovich, Kurt Russell, a bunch of stars here and there was in it. And it kind of touched home to me because I'm sitting there watching this movie and I've seen from my previous job, well, I'm not going to mention it, but everybody know where I used to work, how sometimes management...
Funny. You ain't had no job.
Tommy, you're in college, and we're going to talk about that, too. But he'll be off now. But, yeah, how management can rush through situations just to get a job done and doesn't take the proper safety steps to where their workers will be safe. And I've seen an incident where an employee was told by his supervisor to dump a certain amount of stuff down a drain, and this stuff went down a drain into the Wissahickon and killed 1,000 fish. And I'm not telling a story that isn't true, so he might get mad, is what it is that happened. And I worked in that department, know who did it, and seen how it was treated. And the Merck got, which I mentioned my job name. Anyway, they got into a ton of trouble behind this because they didn't take the proper steps to say, okay, let's not dump this stuff down the drain. Let's find a proper way to dispose of this. Maybe pay a little bit of extra dollars so it does not affect the land or the water. To the fact, and they got hit up for a bunch of money. Like, I think they got fined like close to $20 million behind it. Behind one person in a bad decision. But going back to the movie, management was rushing pretty up the and it was a big rescue mission. And come to find out that the people who pushed, you know, for them to do that didn't even get prosecuted. So 11 people died. They might have had to pay out some money, and nobody got prosecuted. But I give it a 3, or maybe a 3.5, big booties, because it was a good movie, and it did strike home to me because I've seen this happen. And it's just, hey, we have to be aware of our environment, because not just for us, but our kids. And our kids still have to live on this planet, and it's slowly going to the wayside. So that's that. And real quick, I'll get on that, and then I'm going to take commercial, then come back relationship question. But Faye brought it up. But, yeah, I want to say RIP to Tommy Ford. Tommy Ford, mm-hmm. Nobody knows, he played Tommy Strong on The Martin Show. And Martin is one of my favorite shows. I love Martin. And I could watch Martin every night of the week and still laugh at the same scenes, the same amount of times. Like, it's crazy. And Felicia and I joke about it all the time because we'll tag each other in different Martin scenes on Facebook. Like, remember this? You remember this? You remember this? We go back and forth all the time. Tommy was 52, and he had knee replacement done, and after that, he, I guess, blood clots had turned to an aneurysm, and he died from a stomach aneurysm. So, and it kind of choked me up to listen to Martin talk about Tommy, because you could tell, you look at Martin's eyes during the interview, you see like he was kind of maybe fighting back tears a little, because he even said that he was friends with Tommy before the Martin show. So, God, you know, God bless his family, and I hope, you know, speedy recovery, you know, speedy journey to heaven, and I hope he knew the Lord, you know. I think he did. I think he was a spiritual person, so hopefully, you know, he knew the Lord, and, you know, stuff like that happens when you have surgeries and stuff. That's why it's so important they tell you to after you have surgery done, as far as blood thinners, as far as, that's why they get you up and get you moving after surgery. They don't want you laying around because they don't want these blood clots to happen, so things like that doesn't happen to you. And trust me, I know from a firsthand basis, I had heart surgery, and that same day, stand up. Like, get up. Let's see, you know, get you moving around or whatever, because they're trying to fight against these blood clots, and it's real. So if y'all want to say a couple things about it.
Yeah, Martin's one of my favorite shows. Definitely grew up with it. Tommy is kind of like a staple in that show. So, I mean, you had said before, if they try to do like a reunion, it just wouldn't be the same. So, you know, you don't get to see how much somebody impacted a show, like, until you kind of reflect and only focus on that character. So I was actually watching some Martin over the weekend, and I found myself just watching Tommy. And, yeah, he played like a pretty big part in the show, the way that, you know, Martin bounced off of him and just their dynamic, it really helped move the show. So he will be
he was in one of my favorite movies, Harlem Nights.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he was. I saw Harlem Nights on the other night and thought about that. Not to cut you off, but go ahead.
And wasn't his name Tommy in that too?
It was Tommy.
You always played Tommy. That was his
role. You know what? It's funny you said that, because I was watching Harlem Nights and they were calling him Tommy, and I thought to myself, I'm like, when he went to audition, did he say, can we call the character Tommy? Like, was he stuck on Tommy? Like, every time he played something, it was Tommy. You know, but it was, he didn't have a big role in Harlem Nights, but he had a decent role in Harlem Nights. And
he had a role to remember, because then Arsenio Hall, man, you killed my brother Tommy.
Which one of the funniest scenes in that movie?
Yes.
Don't shoot that little motherfucker no more.
What is that? What are you doing with that?
That was a funny part. And Eddie just shoots 3 shots, bang, 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 and kills them all, dude.
Right.
That was cool. Classic movie. And it's funny, yeah, how Tom, it was like Martin, you know, was the course of the star of the show, but it's funny how you had the balance between Tommy and Cole, because Cole always encouraged Martin to do the wild stuff, and Tommy was always the voice of reason. You know, Tommy will always tell him, like, nah, you know, Gina's doing this for a reason. She's trying to teach you this, that, and the fourth. Nah, and he always had Cole, like, no, women always want to do this and that. And, you know, and he always, you know, it's funny how they balance. You know, it was like the devil and the good angel on either shoulder, and Tommy was always that good angel, except for the fact that he never had a job.
Yeah.
But I seen somewhere on Facebook somebody said, what was Tommy's job?
They said that he was like a counselor for the Boys and Girls Club.
So how did he get all that money? How do you wear all those funky fly clothes?
You work hard.
I mean, I got no job.
I'm a teacher. I'm pretty nice with it.
Yeah. But Tommy,
I think they gave him that job to be nice. He ain't had no job for real.
How was Martin working on a radio show, but he was living in an apartment?
He chose to live in an apartment.
What?
He chose to live in an apartment.
He working in radio.
Oh my gosh.
He worked for the number one talk radio show in Detroit.
Yeah, you make good money.
Yeah, so shouldn't he have a house?
Martin was
maybe
cheap.
Maybe not.
Whatever.
If you remember, Martin was cheap. He wasn't going. He didn't want to pay the five. He didn't want to
pay
the
five. Nope. He didn't want to pay the five.
Which is one of my favorite Martin episodes. That episode there was like always one of my favorite. Because halfway through it, when Pam and Martin was going back and forth, and Pam got Martin real good, and they all busted out laughing in the middle of the scene, and they didn't even do like a retake or nothing. They just kept it going, and I just crack up every time I watch that scene. Because I used to like the fact that they would be laughing, you know, at each other filming the show. And I just thought
they
that
did
was cool.
That when they did that when they remade that New Jack City scene, too. And Martin had that dog, that fake dog.
Oh, yeah. Tommy was over there rolling.
Yeah.
Tommy was cracking up. And Gina was laughing, too. But you don't see, like, that type of talking about, I'm trying to find the right word, but just how they all got
that
along
TV dynamic.
As far as,
yeah,
anymore in TV. And it's a damn shame that it had to end the way it did, you know, between Martin and Keisha Campbell, you know, had their thing and blah, 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 and it kind of ruined the show. But I wish that would have never happened because you don't know how many years that show could have kept going and where it would have led to. But it is what it is. So let's take this last commercial break and then we're going to come back with a relationship question. Big Daddy's
Didn't
Hard
we
Talk.
Have one already?
No. Well, that was about Paige and Del Rio. That wasn't no question.
No, I'm talking about the commercial break.
You know, it's two commercial breaks.
The first one seemed like it was two for some reason. I don't know why.
You must have bumped your head this weekend.
No, I did, actually.
But we'll be right back on Big Daddy's Hard Talk Volume 42.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson from TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
And we're back, Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 42, with Felicia Brown and Faith Jackson. Ladies.
What up?
This relationship question is coming from somewhere else, but I'm going to put it out there. Is there any good way to break up with somebody? Like, is there a certain way to do it? Is there an easy way to let people down, even though feelings are going to be hurt? But is there a good way to end the relationship?
Unless it's mutual, no, never. Unless you both feel that the relationship ain't going nowhere, then no, there's never a good way to break up with someone. Because you could feel like the relationship ain't going somewhere, but the other person may be like, well, the relationship is okay. Why do you want to break up with me?
Alicia?
Well, I don't know what you mean by good. I don't know if you mean, like, amicable or happy, you know, like no ill feelings, but ending a relationship good is different from ending a relationship healthy. And I think healthy is what you want to aim for. You know, you both want to be friends, you both want to be adults and all that. So I don't know what you mean by good.
Like, you know, just where you come away when the person's feelings ain't but so hurt. Of course, the feelings are going to be hurt, but if you put it, you know, to where, you know, you still could be friends out of it, even though, you know, you're not together. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't hate you. I don't want to slash the tires or burn your house down.
I think you've achieved that, right? I know enough about some of your past relationships where you've done that. I know I've done that. I'm still friends with some of my exes. So, I think you can. I mean,
Well, in my situation,
exes, but it takes a minute to get there. It's not something where I'm like, oh, we should break up, but let's still be friends. Like, it took me, I actually just started talking to one of my exes most recently, and we broke up like 6 years ago. And I just started talking to him again, like, hey, how's it going? I heard you got married, you had a baby, congratulations, blah, 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 blah. And I still wouldn't really consider him a friend, because when he responds, I'm like, ugh.
It depends on the person, I guess.
Lady T, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Did you hear the question?
Hey, Lady T.
I did hear the question. I believe they answered it very well. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Lady T.
Yeah, you know, it's always good hearing from her. You know, she always got the good relationship questions or whatever. And if I could put my two cents in there, like, yeah, the reason why I had to get along with my ex is because we had a child together. And, you know, for that reason, I said, okay, I'm going to do whatever I have to do to make this work, because we're going to be involved with each other for a number amount of years. And I'm glad I did do that, because she could have screwed me royally towards the end, and she didn't. And that's because we were friends. And even before then, I have an ex that I'm friends with on Facebook, and we message each other from time to time, just saying, hey, how you doing? You know, she puts videos up of her daughter playing basketball, and I'm like, hey, your daughter's really doing well, you know, blah, 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 blah. And she you know, things that I'm doing, hey, you know, so we can be friends, but just when it first happens, yeah, there's always going to be resentment, there's always going to be a little bit of anger, or, you know, blah, 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 blah. But I think once you get past that and time does heal all wounds, you can be cool mm-hmm. with the person. You don't have to hate the person or as long as the person didn't take money from you or beat you. Like, if you're in a situation where you had to break up with this person because he was whooping your ass, then, yeah, don't talk to him no more. It's over. It's done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or the person that stole from you, then, yeah, you don't want to be involved with anybody like that. But if you guys are dating and just your feelings have changed, because feelings change in relationships, it always does. And, all right, I wish you well. You wish me well. We could be cool. You know, just, you know, got to let some time go past. I don't want to hang out with you tomorrow. But
right.
eventually, you know what I'm saying? Eventually, we could be cool. So.
And I have an ex that I'm very proud of him. He just sold out the Apollo Theater recently. Like, he's been doing music for ages, and he got signed to Def Jam, and I'm proud of him because that's what he's been wanting to do for years. And he's one where I just started talking to him again recently because he reached out to me like, hey, I'm in New York, let's have dinner. And I'm like, no, but I'm proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it took me a while to actually start talking to him again. We just recently got in communication with each other, but I won't like meet up with him or anything because I don't feel the need that I have to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What'd you say?
Okay, well, I guess my question really is, and thank you, ladies, that was a good answer. I guess my question is, if you're not on the same page with the other person, and you can kind of see you don't have the same goal, I guess at some point you do have to let that go. My question was, I guess, and you answered it, is there a good way to do that? Because clearly we're not on the same page, and now I'm just wasting my time. How much time do you actually waste to get from A to B? That's where I was with it, but you guys answered it good.
Okay.
All right.
All right, well, thanks for calling in, babe.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, Lady C.
This thing's a pain in the butt. All right. That's it. We're going to wrap up this episode of Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 42. Faye, are you in the area wrestling this weekend?
This weekend, I will be in Mount Carmel, I don't know. I will be there. This weekend,
okay.
I'll be facing Nyla Rose.
Oh, okay.
She just got back from Japan, so it'll be interesting to see how this works. Even though she said if I eat a chocolate bar in front of her, then she'll tap out easily. So I may just do that. Because I don't like chocolate. I hate chocolate.
Chocolate.
Never mind. I was about to say something else.
I have a chocolate man, yes. But I do not like to eat chocolate.
You didn't eat that chocolate man before.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I eat the chocolate man all day. All day. He don't taste like chocolate. He just look like it.
Anyway. Felicia, you got any last words before we wrap this up?
I'm awesome. No, I don't know. Nothing.
October 29th in Darby, Pennsylvania, Darby Rec Center. KCW will be running. Rikishi, Sandman on the card. Tickets are $12. I hope to have Kareem Horton on the show next week to plug the show some more. We can really get in depth and talk about it. She'll be a good one.
I will be there.
I will be there making my retirement speech there and forfeiting the KCW title because, you know, obviously because of health reasons I had to retire. So I am officially retired. So it should be a good show. Also, the Sixers home opener is next Wednesday, not this Wednesday, next Wednesday, the 26th. And hopefully I have maybe some Sixers personnel come in to talk about what, you know, they had planned for the home opener. And you're normally the home opener, you know, there's a lot of giveaways and stuff and blah, blah, blah. So hopefully I get somebody on to talk about that. The game starts at 8 o'clock, which it sucks. I hate them 8 o'clock games because that game is going to go clear until 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to – yeah, it's going to be really late that night. But home opener is that day, the 26th. And that's about it. So God bless you all. I thank you for the callers. I thank you for people tuning in. And there's three different types of people in the world, those who don't know what happened, those who wonder what happened, and people like Valisha Brown, Faye Jackson, George, Lady T, and Big Daddy that make things happen. And God bless you all. Good night.
Good night, everyone.